Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to this bonus episode of the Good Food Podcast with me, Samuel Goldsmith, food copy editor at Good Food. In this week's episode, Orlando Murrin and Dina Mackey discuss Dina's favourite dish, fesenjoon, from her cookbook Bahari. This recipe serves four. The ingredients you will need are 250 grams of unsalted cashew nuts, 6 tablespoons of neutral oil such as light vegetable oil, 1 onion thinly sliced, 145 grams of pomegranate molasses, 150 ml of pomegranate juice, 1 whole chicken, about 1.5 kilograms, cut into 8 pieces, skin removed, 1 teaspoon of ground turmeric, 2 tablespoons of garlic paste, 2 teaspoons of freshly ground black pepper, 1 to 2 teaspoons of salt, fresh pomegranate seeds to garnish. Heat the oven to 180 degrees C, 160 degrees C fan, or gas 4. Spread out the cashew nuts on a baking tray and roast in the oven for 15 minutes until they have deepened in colour. Check on them after 10 minutes and give them a shake about so they don't burn. Once roasted, transfer to a food processor and blitz to form a fine crumb, then set aside. Heat the oil in a large saucepan over a medium-high heat. Add the onion and sauté for 10 minutes until translucent. Then stir in the ground cashews and fry for 2 minutes more. Pour in 2 litres of water and whisk thoroughly to make sure the cashew nuts don't clump together. Cover with the lid and leave to simmer over a medium heat for 1 hour. After this time, check on the contents of the pan. The water will have started to change colour and become slightly opaque. You want to keep stewing the cashew water until it deepens in colour, so continue to simmer for another hour. Now add another 1 litre of water, as well as the pomegranate molasses and juice. Stir well to combine, then leave to simmer for another hour. Finally, add the chicken, turmeric, garlic paste, black pepper, and salt. Stir, then leave to cook for another 40 minutes until the chicken is cooked through and tender. When serving, scatter over fresh pomegranate seeds to garnish. Dina likes to serve this with tardeeg or saffron rice. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Good Food Podcast. For more recipes and inspiration, visit bbcgoodfood.com.